Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
How magnificent is the cross. When we read lives of the saints and elders of the church, we can always sense the love for the cross. What I love the most about these saintly men and women is that when they approach any kind of difficulty in their life, big or small, they do not run away from that difficulty, but they embrace it. They convert this difficulty into their own personal cross. St. Ignatius Brancaleone says that in order to follow Christ, we must take up our own cross. And the taking of our own cross is called the willing, pious submission of God's judgment, despite all sorrows that may be sent or allowed by God's providence. St. Ignatius also says that grumbling and anger during sorrows and difficulties is the rejection of the cross. Only he who has taken his cross can follow after Christ, because he is submissive to God's will, humbly acknowledging himself to be worthy of every judgment and punishment. Another beautiful saint, Saint Barsanuphius, tells us that everyone bears his cross, and we bear our cross, even though it is the size of a little finger. We still bear it. The bearing of the cross is absolutely necessary for every Christian, for his salvation, not only for monks and the priests. Yes, everyone has a cross and is born with a cross. Even the incarnate God bore a cross, and his cross was the heaviest, as if combining in itself all the crosses of mankind. God is carrying the cross, and a man helps him carry the cross. He takes the cross from him and carries it himself. This means that by bearing our own crosses, we help the Lord to carry the cross. That is to say, we are preparing to be his servants in heaven, in a choir of bodiless angels. What a beautiful calling it is. By taking up our cross, we help Christ. We are right there with him. So today, we are reminded of a cross that Christ bore. We are reminded of it so we do not forget our own crosses. And I think it would be a great thing for us to take the advice of the saints and the elders and make our difficulties, whatever they may be, and convert them into the image of cross. When we do that, the burdens within our life become much easier to bear, because we know that we are with Christ and Christ is with us. Glory to Jesus Christ.